Hello.
Oh no, wait, no. What's the Oscars song sound like?
Hey, hey, ho, ho. Movies. For sure. I don't know the fucking Oscars thing. Does the Oscars even have a theme song?
Well, my name is Oscar and I'm here to say I'm going to judge movies in a major way.
No, that guy got banned. That guy's not allowed there anymore.
They kicked out Oscar?
Yeah, they kicked him out.
No, he was like the main guy.
So, yeah, it's the biggest night for the movies. All the stars are out tonight, and we are giving the official read, like the winners and losers of this night's
of who we movie magic. Gonna take home that little golden statue we all know and love.
It's going to take home the glory, and who's going to go home empty-handed?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Probably a lot of them, because they only got a couple of those little statues, and they got a lot of people in Hollywood.
Yep. No, there's millions of people in Hollywood, and there's only like
five or six statues.
And sometimes they give them all to the same person. Sometimes they don't. They just let one person take them. I think maybe one year.
Yeah. Do they give a statue to? Do they give them one statue if they win a ton of them, or do they only give them one?
I think they give them a really big statue.
Yeah. Do you think? Yeah, like a full size to scale.
I think they
Oscar
give them
statue.
A Godzilla size statue if they win like a whole bunch.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
Godzilla should win.
They make the Iron Throne, but it's with Oscar.
Yeah, Oscar and Throne.
So let's start with Do you want to start with the sound category?
Yeah, let's go with the sound category. So is this?
Since that's what movies
like
are all about.
Is it sounding like in a penis, or is this what is this?
It's. I think it's the movie that you hear the best.
Oh okay.
Yeah. So the movie that you like.
So it's not sounding as in like sticking a rod up your penis.
I don't think that is it.
Okay.
I think there's a lot of perverse things that happen in Hollywood. It's the land of sickos. The Harvey Weinsteins.
Yeah, what happened to the Poltergeist girl?
Yeah, ooh, but boy.
Jeez Louise.
But I don't think there's any.
That's the thing you referenced.
But I don't think that has anything to do with it. So okay. Nominees for sound are The Creator, Maestro, Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning Part 1, Oppenheimer, and The Zone of Interest.
Well, here's my
thing. Well, I think, obviously.
It's got to be Creator,
Oppenheimer.
Right?
Oh, Maestro.
Oh, I was going to say Oppenheimer.
Oh.
Why Oppenheimer?
Because there's one sound that matters this year, and it's BOOM!
Oh, that's a good point.
There you go.
It does probably have the loudest sound. Here's my argument.
Exactly.
I don't know who this Creator guy is. He probably made all the sounds that are even in the other movies.
Yeah, but they're not that loud.
Yeah.
Like, he's not loud.
You can just turn up the sound.
But yeah, but Maestro, like, he also makes sounds, and they're cooler.
No, he stands in front of other people making sounds, and he waves his hand like a jackass.
No, but, like, he's making the sounds, though. If he wasn't there, they wouldn't know what to do.
Like, with his mouth?
Ty, are you ignoring this? Or?
Yeah, no,
it's
but anyways.
It's funny to imagine. Like a conductor just like conducting the orchestra and being like, buh, 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 but like with his mouth.
Are you? I know I'm me. I know I'm me. But I need to stop to just look.
Yeah.
Maestro.
Maestro, yeah.
Maestro.
Maestro.
Oh, what additional sounds did they make that they weren't just jocking off the original guy?
That's a good point. They copied all his sounds.
Yeah.
If Godzilla sounds can't make it into the sound, then Maestro shouldn't either. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're just stealing from the original thing.
Now, do we want to talk about
true.
The zone
Maybe
of interest?
Oppenheimer, I mean, what? They already had an A-bomb.
That's such a good
sound.
Point.
Ty, right. I think I'm not interested.
Oh, and zone of not interested?
What sounds come from the zone of interest?
Probably a lot of sounds in a zone, I would imagine.
But
from what I remember, there's a sound of a train in the background. There's a sound of a lot of screams.
Oh, that sounded really idyllic until the screams. Is it like the screams of children laughing and playing, or?
No.
Oh no, it's not that.
Nah, it's It's a lot of screaming.
Is it like I scream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream?
Well, they're screaming for something. It's
take the bit back. I would be shocked if that doesn't win best. Sound.
Yeah. If I know anything about what that movie's about, I don't think anyone was screaming for ice cream because it would hurt their tummies.
So we can't make up our mind, but we haven't talked about Mission Impossible. That one probably had some pretty good sounds. Punches,
yeah, you know what's
kicks.
You know what's impossible about this mission? Winning a single damn Oscar.
Ooh. Ooh. Well, I think we have to knock that off the table. So it's Oppenheimer, Maestro, and the Creator.
Real talk. Quick question. I need some confirmation on this.
Yeah.
What percentage of Oscar like voters of the Oscar electorate are Scientologists, do you think? Like ballpark.
95?
Yeah, about 95%.
What does
93
sound
on a good day?
That's the score, right? Like that's just like
sound design.
I'm just saying that like
it's sound design.
Tom is the guy at this point. I can't think of anyone big who's
like
out there.
The guy who put
anymore.
The footsteps in when they
so,
walk
you know,
up and down.
He might get a free win off
yeah.
of that.
Like Dorian, if you ever saw the Pink Panther movies, the guy who put the Pink Panther sounds in the Pink Panther movies, that's like sound design.
Gotcha.
Like when someone's sneaking around and you hear the dee 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 dee, that's sound design.
Yeah, when you hear like the little xylophones and then these, like there's a skeleton chasing the Pink Panther.
Or like when the Pink Panther sees a beautiful woman, you hear ah wooga, that's sound design.
Yep.
Oh, man, Zone of Interest could have been a lot different movie if it had those sounds.
Yeah, if it had the Pink Panther in it, yeah.
I'm afraid to make any jokes about that.
The violin, you know, the violin going up as they take steps.
Yeah.
It's like all the Nazis go back into the house and then you just hear ba-dum, and he's like sneaking around.
I mean, if anyone's sneaking in that movie, like the song it's gonna play would not be the Pink Panther song, right? It would be
No, bad, down. Not allowed to make that joke.
I think the Holocaust was bad.
I agree.
I'm not in support of the Holocaust. In fact, many people in my life call me the most anti-Holocaust woman they've ever met.
There was a great scene in that movie when the main character's wife or his mother-in-law comes to visit them, and she's just admiring how beautiful their area is. And the whole movie is basically, look at how beautiful
their,
these people.
How beautiful
houses,
their what is?
Their lives. Well, the general guy, because they, if you haven't seen the movie, it's basically...
Their zone. Oh, their zone. Okay.
Yeah, they're literally just living right next to Auschwitz. And then...
Ooh, that's that's a tough zone.
Yeah. She's like...
If I had to pick any zone, that would be one of the last ones I'd pick.
Oh, yeah. No,
Yeah.
And, you know, like a normal person, she gets bummed out when she sees the goings on at night when she can't sleep because there's stuff and...
Yeah. Hey, what about this?
Definitely could have been lightened up with a wah wah.
Any type of Pink Panther would have helped it.
Yeah.
So I think the Zone of Interest doesn't get sound because
no,
there's no Pink Panther in it.
Yeah.
There's barely any sound.
Yeah, that sounds fair.
Maestro doesn't because he only makes some noises with his mouth. Mission Impossible, obviously not. So I think it's got to be Oppenheimer, the Creator, right?
Isn't that the same movie, though? Like, Oppenheimer was the creator.
Yeah, it's
the
about
bomb.
The guy who created that. Yeah.
So I think that's an
let's
error.
Let's give it both. Yeah.
It's both of them? Both of them win?
Yeah, let's give it to both of them.
Okay. I think that the Academy is going to award it to both of them.
You know, it's funny.
What?
The last time there was a tie in the Academy for an Oscar was Best Sound. So this is, you know, it's just a trend.
There was like, there are too many of them. We can't keep track of all of them.
Do you know how many sounds you hear in
there
a day?
There must be a
like,
million
man.
Sounds in these movies.
You can't just settle this over paper, rock, scissor.
I was trying to record the sounds, but I had to go to the bathroom at 45-minute mark. I missed so many of the sounds.
So how about makeup and hairstyling? Let's do that next.
Oh, that's a good one.
So the nominees are Golda.
Don't know who that is.
Maestro.
Nope.
Oppenheimer.
Looks like shit.
Poor Things.
Maybe.
And Society of the Snow.
All white.
See, I'm I'm gonna say this. When I hear the name Poor Things and think about like best makeup and hairstyling, I don't know. I feel like poor people, you know, they can't afford as much like good makeup and like hair stuff, you know.
Most poor people have like one good suit for like an interview or something.
Yeah, that's not makeup. That's not makeup or hairstyling.
Yeah, that's costume.
You realize that the suit isn't makeup.
No, it's clothes. I think it counts.
They have a whole other category for costume.
I put the suit in the makeup category.
I don't.
No, I think it counts.
Part of me is leaning towards Poor Things though, because like I feel like they probably put a lot of time and effort into the makeup and hairstyling because they didn't put it into the writing or directing. Folks, it's a bad movie.
Yeah,
I've seen it.
Folks, it's one of the worst pieces of shit I've ever seen.
Didn't your girlfriend like it?
Me and my girlfriend got in a big fight over me hating that movie. Literally, one of the first big fights we ever got into was me coming home from that movie and her asking her opinion. I was like, I'm glad you liked it. And she was being like, it makes me feel really stupid when you say it. Like, and I'm like, yeah, I know, but I can't in good conscience say that I liked it.
I think Rachel and I both were watching Maestro, and at the exact same moment, we both went, wow, this is fucking boring.
Oh, that's true love.
Oh, man, yeah. I'm not going to cheat on her with boys.
Yeah, well, then you'd be watching Geistro.
Yeah, Geistro.
Ah-woo!
Now that's a fucking movie.
Yo, it's what if they made Dudes Rock Maestro and it was called Geistro?
Never mind.
Maestro 2, Dudes Rock.
Nice.
I will say, I've seen a lot of clips of Oppenheimer. I don't necessarily immediately get why that's up for best hairstyling, because it's like, I have not seen anyone with an impressive looking haircut in that movie. Everyone in that movie seems to have a short hair.
Well, yeah, but it's from the 1950s like where everyone's hair sucked.
That's true.
Or 1940s.
It's crazy to go from one of the best decades from hair into one of the worst.
The 40s were a good decade for hair.
Yeah. If you like Hitler haircuts, yeah. If you like Richard Spencer's head.
Who in the 40s?
No, not in Germany.
Who in the 40s had good hair?
I like the big female. I like the big hairstyles. Like the big, like.
Hey, psst, yeah. Boys. Mine's Sandy, Dorian, Spencer. He's thinking about Yosemite Sam.
I'm just looking up 1940s.
I'm Googling 40s hair. This is never something that 40s hairstyles.
Hey,
if Cole were here,
oh shit,
hair,
no,
they'd
the
be,
girls
they'd
be... did have some pretty fucking sick hair in this.
Hey, let me hit
Thank
you.
Something. Thank you.
Yeah, the girls had good hair. The guys out of luck. Guys,
you
nothing.
You know how Yosemite Sam was made up in the mid 1940s?
Yeah.
Let me hit you with this concept. Anti-Yosemite Sam.
I don't think. I mean, I get owned, but I don't think I scream.
Those Jewish fellas were ragging afraid.
That was the main character of Zone of Interest.
Yeah, was Anti-Semity Sam. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Bugs Bunny just like chewing on some locks, being like, "What's up, Doc?"
I would argue that Bugs Bunny is a quintessential
New
York
Jew. He's Jewish coded. Oh yeah. Wait, what do you say?
He is the quintessential New York Jew. Just, yeah, hey, what's up, Doc? And it's just this.
And that's why I think it would be
the South who hates him.
Yeah, and it'd be an important strike against the Nazis' whole project to have him be Anti-Semity Sam.
Anti-Semity Sam is,
or on the other side of the equation, shh, be very, very quiet.
No,
I'm hunting Woo.
No,
maybe that's why they lost.
Be very, very quiet, or we will die.
There it is.
Nice.
Nice save.
That was a good one. Hey, can we all
see?
That was pretty funny.
They got two.
I will say it is funny that Ty was immediately like, no, come on.
It took me a second, but you know what? I appreciate it.
So, best makeup and hairstyling. How was the makeup in Maestro? Like, he's just one guy.
They gave him that big fuck-off nose, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they did.
And then in Golda, they pretty much did the same thing to... is that Helen Mirren in the main role?
Did you also watch the Golda Meir movie?
I did not, but I'm looking.
Wait, is that not what gold is?
Yeah, that's who it is. I think I wanted to see this. I'm looking at just pictures of it. I'm like, well, all they really did for a lot of these biopic movies is just put big noses on actors. Like, that's not. Really,
you weren't allowed to do that. Like, yeah, didn't Macklemore get in trouble for that?
Yeah,
I think Hollywood literally got in trouble. I don't think a lot of the movers and shakers in Hollywood are probably big fans of that.
Yeah. Is Bradley Cooper's not Jewish, right? Like,
and also Society of the Snow. No, not at all. His name is Bradley Cooper.
Okay, I'm just confirmed. There might be some funny business happening here.
His name is White Bread Midwest. Like,
yeah.
Also, while I'm thinking of it, Society of the Snow probably had big noses on it too because of all the cocaine they had to snort.
Ty, thank you for giving a shout out to my cousin.
White Bread Midwest.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah.
Oh, White Bread Midwest. Oh yeah, shout out.
So, I don't know.
I mean, which one had the biggest nose? I guess.
Yeah, I mean, Maestro. All the
biggest nose, and
that thing was huge.
Well, let me look at Golda Meir's nose in Golda.
It's not that big. It's really not.
It's not. No, it's just kind of round.
Yeah.
Yeah, she just has like a round nose.
I don't know. Look at it from this angle. They kind of gave her a honker.
Yeah, it's not as big as Maestro's, though. Maestro's is really,
I know,
really...
just look at this angle.
That's definitely an angle.
Oh, yeah.
That's still on Google, and I'm like, wow, I can tell it's a prosthetic. Like, I can see the prosthetic line. This isn't good.
Yeah. No, you know what?
But, yeah, Maestro's the better.
Maestro's is bigger, yeah.
Bigger, it's longer.
It's so funny that they show a picture of, the real Leonard Bernstein. He just has a normal nose. Like, they have a comparison photo, and it's like his nose is half the size of the prosthetic. Bradley Cooper is on some Pinocchio shit for a guy who had just like the most average looking nose you've ever seen.
Yeah, well, Cooper, they made him like, they really gave him like intense Jew face for this, and
they really
Bernstein is a normal looking guy.
Bradley Cooper in this movie can't read a book without hitting his nose on it.
Maybe that's what the movie was trying to convey. Every time Leonard Bernstein lied to his family, his nose grew just a little.
No, honey, I'm not gay.
Maybe they should have won sound design if they just added those.
Someone just hangs a coat on it.
I hate it when I'm in the other room and I'm like, I hope Maestro doesn't come in, and I see the tip of a nose and I'm like, oh no. I only have 15 seconds to hide.
That scene in Family Guy when, what's the fucking actor with the giant nose? Where it's like everything comes on screen. Yes, I guess Bradley Cooper. Like, nose. Oh, God damn it. Now I'm trying to look for that gag.
It's okay. We can move on, will you? Try to find a good family.
So I think Maestro is going to win best makeup.
So this is like a...
I think we have some.
This is like a cartoon show for adults, this Family Guy?
I think, yeah. Well, I think, okay. Yeah, no, I think it's going to go to Maestro because they're going to have to win something.
It's been on for a while?
I've heard people talking about it recently, but is that the one that they play next to Subway Surfers?
What?
Family Guy, is that the show that comes with Subway Surfers?
That's like Family Guy's show about a... family and a guy.
That's a much funnier show than the actual. I mean, I like the actual one. Obviously, we like the actual one. But the idea of like a show about, I mean, a show about a family and a guy is just Family Matters.
Same show, honestly.
Yeah.
Maybe if Family Matters had more cussing.
Well, geez, Laura, this is crazier than the time you didn't take me to prom.
Whatever happened to Judy on Family Matters? She just like went away. Like they didn't even acknowledge she was a
child.
They do. Urkel killed her. My assumption is every time someone leaves Family Matters, Urkel killed them.
The entire Griffin family is just in blackface the whole time.
Trying to connect Family Guy. Okay.
What? Who did blackface the whole time? Julia White?
No. I was saying they do an episode of Family Guy where they're just in blackface the whole time because you compared it to Family Matters.
Oh, got it. No, I meant Family Matters in terms of, like, Urkel was just the guy who was next to the family.
If Bradley Cooper played Urkel in a thing, he would probably also have a giant nose.
Probably, yeah.
Ugh.
They should make a movie just about Urkel.
Oh, dude, an Urkel movie would fuck. Like,
Urkel movie would be so good.
It's just him traveling the world. It's not even him.
Get Julia White back now.
With the rest of the family. It's just...
And he's just like, he hasn't done any... Like, he has not done anything with his life. Like, Family Matters ended with Urkel going to space, and we cut back now, and he's just like a 45-year-old nerd who works at Circuit City.
Yeah, but Circuit City's been shut down for years, so he's just a guy sitting in an empty building.
He just lives in an old Circuit City.
Yeah, he bought Circuit City too late, so he has all of these circuits.
No, Laura, my circuits! He's like, he's outside of Laura's work. Just like, she's like a high-powered attorney. He's just knocking on the window. He's like, Laura, do you want to see my circuits? Laura, I have so many circuits to show you.
Dude, did I ever tell you that I left JJ's late one night, and I almost started a fight with other people in the that were hanging out still? Because I just posed the question, who would win in a fight to the death? Urkel or Sabrina the Teenage Witch?
Does Urkel have...
One of these people can...
Does Urkel have his lab?
Well, that's the thing. If you factor in all of their powers and their weaknesses and faults... So, obviously, yeah. I'm talking about, like, 90s Sabrina, but...
But, like, can Urkel... But my thing is it, like, they jump... Like, what, they pass each other on the street and, like, one of them jumps the other? Or is it, like, they're planning for this?
No, like, let's say you just put them in a place one-on-one. They're ready to fight to the death. All of their... Sabrina. Like, just like death battle. Like, all of their...
Sabrina.
You think Sabrina?
Oh, but Urkel does have access to his science stuff.
Urkel has access to all of his science stuff. And Urkel, Sabrina... Yeah, that's what I thought too, but oh man, the fight it caused is what I'm saying. It's basically just magic versus science at the end of the day.
Yeah, it's Urkel. He made a clone of himself that kicks ass and is cool and gets bitches.
The fact that he can make multiple clones of himself, I mean, he's got strength in numbers.
Yeah.
Cool, we solved it.
Okay, so we gave this to Maestro? No, I think Urkel won makeup and hairstyling.
Yeah, Urkel.
For the change to Stefan Urkel. Yeah.
Let's go in a different direction. How about best original score?
What best original score?
Yeah.
23,450. And that's on Dig Dug.
Okay, so the nominees for original score are American Fiction, Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny, Killers of the Flower Moon, Oppenheimer, and Poor Things. So it's got to be Indiana.
It's so fucking funny.
Indiana Jones.
This one's really easy to figure out. Because what is the high score of a movie? The box office return.
Oh!
So to Google all of these, see which one got the most box office. Is it Oppenheimer?
Yeah, Oppenheimer.
I'm pretty sure.
Then, yeah, it's Oppenheimer.
I would just like to say, I have not heard any of the music in Dial Destiny. I've barely seen anything from it. It's really fucking funny to me that it got nominated. Like, no way a 2024 John Williams score deserves to be nominated.
Hey, how about this?
Like,
the fact that I've heard it every year since I was a kid is, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, how about this? Turn down the Dial of Destiny because I don't want to hear this damn music.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Boo. Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying.
But yeah, Ty's logic does make sense. Yeah. You got to admit that.
Is Poor Things a regular movie or is it a musical? Because I haven't seen that.
You would think it's a musical.
It looks like a musical.
Feels like a musical. Not a damn song in the thing.
Nobody sings? That's okay.
Someone might sing at some point. Mostly it's just like Emma Stone having sex with a bunch of gargoyles in London and being like, this makes me an empowered woman, actually.
Yeah, it looks.
I'm an epic socialist now that I had sex with a bunch of orcs.
Yeah, they just flattened her hair and took off makeup. I'm looking at this like, yeah, this doesn't win. She didn't put on a prosthetic nose. She ain't winning.
Well, we're on the original score now.
But did the score have a prosthetic nose?
Yeah, the score had a prosthetic nose. They made everyone in the orchestra wear a prosthetic nose.
That's how they got the music.
They made an orchestra where everyone's wearing Groucho Marx glasses.
Yeah, I didn't hear most of these things. Oppenheimer's music was fine, but I couldn't.
What?
Am I breaking up? Am I going insane?
No, you're not. I don't know what was going on there.
I feel like I'm in crazy zone. I feel like I'm in the zone of crazy.
I'm going to be honest, my connection has been great the whole episode, so it might be that.
Probably, yeah. Okay, so Oppenheimer for original score, right?
Yeah, sure. Probably. What about costume design?
Yeah, I got the high score.
So this is the one that suits are actually in.
No, it isn't.
The nominees are Barbie, Killers of the Flower Moon, Napoleon, Oppenheimer, Poor Things. I think we can cut out Killers of the Flower Moon, Napoleon, and Oppenheimer right off the bat.
I don't know. Didn't Napoleon, did they actually make like proper for the time?
Well, here's my thing, is that they were copying off of outfits that already existed.
I do want to say, in Napoleon's defense, the turn of the 18th century, or of the 19th century, that was probably the golden age of military hats in uniforms.
But they didn't invent
like that. Sure.
Do I sound like, is this crazy? Is this like
No, you're right. I don't know why they're nominated. I get why you're
saying it. Are we trying to support copying now? Yeah.
There should be original costume design and like stolen costume design.
Copying costume design.
Yeah.
I'm trying to
just give an Oscar for copying.
Yeah. You'd
give
win
it. To you. Give it to you because you're always copying me.
No, give it to you. No, give it to you, actually. No, in fact, you. I said it first, so you copied me saying that.
You copied that.
No, you copied me saying that you're a copier. You called me a copier, copying what I had just said.
Let's get the teacher again. Let's get the teacher again and see who copied who.
I actually asked her outside of class, and she agreed with me that you were copying.
You copied me doing that. I asked her first.
That's crazy, because I actually said it first, so it seems like whatever came after that is probably the copy.
Oh, no, you're... God.
That's crazy, because normally, you know how, linear time normally flows, and, one thing happens, and then something else happens after that?
Yeah,
it seems like happened there was that I did something, and then you did something after it that
I said this 2 months ago, and you're copying that.
I actually said it 4 months ago.
Fuck. Okay, maybe I copied you there, but you copied all the other things. And it's who copies more, okay?
You should copy some guy who's good at getting bitches. Instead of arguing over who's
copying.
I
already did that, and he got mad at me for copying him.
That makes sense. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, he was really mad and talked to the teacher about it.
So it's between Barbie and
a gay guy. Telling a gay guy that instead of getting bitches, he should get mitches.
What?
What the fuck are you talking about?
Like a bunch of guys named Mitch just suck their dick.
You know what? Hey, you know what? I like that. I was so willing. I was on the edge of going in against you, Andy. I do think that's very funny.
I still don't like this. But
that's because you get Mitches.
Fuck, you got me there.
You get zero Mitches.
Okay, but Barbie or Poor Things?
Well, here's my thing. Barbie, those clothes were really small, so they did have to make them big, and that's impressive. But
there's so many clothes.
Poor Things, and there's so many clothes. Poor Things, the budget was really small because they're poor.
I think Poor Things, since Barbie, the Barbie dolls already existed.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah,
Ty, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that we gave Oscars based on curves, graded on a curve, you know?
Well, I give every Oscar based off curves, if you know what I'm talking about.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, woo. That Jacqueline Duren is a real firecracker.
Yeah,
I actually don't know if that's true. She might be busted.
Does Mr. Skin give awards during?
No, you know what? She's cute. She's a cute lady.
Let me see.
I like her.
She just looks like a cool mom or a cool
aunt. Uh huh.
Yeah.
And?
Well, what's Holly Waddington?
That's not a good point.
Yeah, let's see. Who is hotter here?
You know what? I got to give the edge to Holly. I have to give the edge to Holly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's pretty clear.
He dresses like the movie.
Yeah.
I'm looking at pictures.
That is true, yeah. I mean, yeah. The outfits were the only good part about that movie.
We can't give her the award since they just raided her wardrobe.
Oh, they copied off her. Yeah.
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 We award anything in this fucking closet. Category.
Yeah, no one wins.
That's not fair.
They're all copiers.
They had to make big versions of little dresses for Barbie at least. They they just went to her room and be like, "Yo, this might fit Emma Stone."
Man. This completely fucking ruined my trust in the Academy.
It would rule to have, like, to invite a bunch of movies here, make the nominees, and then do a dramatic reading, open the envelope, and it's like, oh, no. And the not and the winner is...
None of you. You're all copied.
Nobody.
Yeah, you're all copied.
Yeah.
The best costume design are the friends we've made along the way.
Yeah, open that envelope, be like, none of you win, because this isn't the category for best costume design. So go home. Leave.
How about a documentary feature film?
Damn, I want to kill copiers.
Oh, okay. Sure, that's a good
make
one.
All those copiers pay.
Going on Facebook like a 45-year-old dad being like, if my son ever met a copier, I'd beat him in the ground. I'd run him over with my car if a copier ever copied my son.
I would be horrified if my daughter ever brought home a copier.
We need to kill these copiers without a trial.
Are you laughing or crying?
That's so funny imagining. Funny. That's so funny imagining Elliot Rodgers in the car just talking about copiers.
Copiers?
All these girls are going with copiers instead of me.
Hey, you know what's crazy?
What?
Dylan Klebold actually copied the school layout when he made that Doom level.
Well, one of those guys was clearly copying the other.
Yeah.
If you think about it, isn't every school shooter a little bit of a copier?
Yeah. Like, except for the first one.
Yeah, which was...
School Shoot a Kiss from Ancient Greece.
Yeah,
the first school shooter.
I love how there was, like, a school shooter in colonial times.
Socrates was walking around like, but is it wrong to school shoot? but why is it wrong to shoot up a school? And everyone's like, shut the fuck up, Socrates.
Back then it was a school slinger.
Back then it was a school spear. Yeah.
Yeah. They didn't have bow and arrows then, right? They had rocks and a
piece. They just had like boats and like trees. Yeah.
A school wheeler.
Bible times.
Yeah, I'm the school puncher, because we haven't invented weapons yet.
Thag, bring wheel to cave.
I'm school rock thrower.
Thag, no, bring wheel to cave. Thag, you're going to get in trouble.
I'm the school rocker, also known as Jack Black. Thank you, Dory.
I think like, the funniest thing in the world to me is like an edgy Newgrounds cartoon of like a school shooter killing Jack Black in School of Rock. Made by like a clearly disturbed teenager.
16-year-old, yeah.
It was a 16-year-old who was like clearly going through unimaginable pain, yeah. Just making a video of like Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold shooting Jack Black in that movie.
I would give that the Oscar.
Yeah, no, that should win Best Picture.
That was a real movie. By the way, how come Best Picture they always give it to one of these dog shit like Oscar bait movies? And never like a picture of a dinosaur fighting a vampire that I drew.
Never gave Best Picture to Bill Watterson.
He's a guy. He's not a picture.
One of his, you know.
Yeah, I'm giving Best Picture to Kelvin peeing on the other nominees.
Best Picture to one of those AI drawings of woman with like 36 Z boobs running around in a fantasy setting.
I'm giving Best Picture to that Photoshop picture of Kate Middleton they just put out. Actually, no, it probably gets Worst Picture on account of how bad a job they did.
Giving like Best Picture to like a mural of Goku at like a Mexican restaurant or something.
Honestly, right now they better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, after yeah.
They need to play an AMV at AMV for in the in memoriam section.
If like, this Academy Awards is not just like an episode of Toonami, most of the global South is going to erupt.
Yeah, no, they need to play a full 360p AMV of Goku set to Spanish nu metal music. And
you know what? Maybe it'll be cool if those people storm Hollywood if they don't do that. So maybe they shouldn't, you know? Maybe we could create a better world.
Wasn't storming Hollywood what they did at
God!
I might have to cut that one.
Maybe a little. Or just beep it out. Yeah, I might have to beep leave it to the imagination. Yeah.
I feel bad for our audience who doesn't get to know this great joke I just made.
That's the fucked up thing. It is funny.
It's a great, it was a really good joke.
Imagining if this was like a video podcast, anytime you make a joke like that,
you have to like put a warning like label over my mouth. Yeah.
Oh no, I was imagining you like card cut to like two crane trains crashing.
Well,
no, Andy, Andy, what did you do?
I don't think we want those trains to be crashing. There's a lot of good people on them.
God damn it, I realized this is your fault, Andy. Oh no. It is all my fault.
Yeah, you kind of had that coming. What's the next one we want to do? We should do one of the juicier ones.
Oh, we should do actress in a supporting role, and we did this based on how like how hot they were, I think, last time. Or like, yeah, I think we did it based on how hot they were. So
let's do that again. Yeah. So if we're doing solely on, we're putting money down on how hot the actress is, my favorite to win is Divine Joy Randolph. And you can put money on that. She's the best supporting actress because she needs a lot of people supporting her.
I always forget what Emily Blunt looks like.
She looks like a Blunt.
Like, yeah, I don't know. Everyone's Emily Blunt. I'm like, which one is she?
Like, no, she rocks. She's very cool, but she does look like a Blunt that you smoke like in the back of a bar.
I'll give it to her just because of that. That's...
She's rocks, yeah. I give it to her just for Edge of Tomorrow. We should be able to do like retroactive Oscars where it's like, if you see Emily Blunt in a new movie and you remember how sick Edge of Tomorrow was, you can be like, she just wins for that one.
I think I will say, you know, Danielle Brooke is a very attractive lady. I just got to say.
Let me see. All right. Come on.
I'm only half doing the bit here.
America Ferrera. Here's the thing. I hate America because of Maoism.
No.
But I love Ferrera Rocher's. So I'm half and half on it.
Those are good.
Yeah, they're great. They're the best candy. You know, I think I might go to Jodie Foster, actually.
Yeah, I'm going Jodie Foster.
She does. She is the only girl bad enough to have a body count.
That is hot. I'll give you that. Look at that. But.
Well, I mean, to be fair, Divine Joy Randolph has a body mass index count.
Hey, you be nice to that lady.
Uh-huh.
You're not wrong, but, you know, be nice.
I love that Andy's just the chocolate milk man.
I mean, I feel like for this bit, I had to lean into it. Like, what did you expect from me?
No, we can give it to Danielle Brooks if you want.
I wish you could see, like, my face right now, just hearing, like, all of this going on. Like, I just had to put my microphone down and just clasp my hands in my face and just, like, let this play out.
Well, then we couldn't see your face, dumbass.
I said, that's why I wish you could see my face.
We couldn't see your face. You're covering it with your hands.
Look, if you guys want to vote for Jodie Foster, I totally get it. Yeah. I'm just letting you know where I stand. That's all. That's all.
No, we can.
What
give
about
it
you? Okay, let's give it to the guest. Okay. Who's the hottest woman? Dorian.
That's a good point.
Out of this group,
No, of all of them, of any woman.
Oh, that's a tough one. Yeah, I think Danielle Brooks. Honestly.
Huh?
Yeah, I gotta go. I gotta go with Danielle Brooks.
She's a good looking lady.
All right.
I want to say America, but I don't know. It's like,
feels obvious.
She's pretty.
What kind of show do you think we're making?
Let's do international feature film.
Godzilla.
Okay.
Godzilla.
Oh, that's not nominated. Is that one of them?
Yeah, international feature film. Il Capitano from Italy. Perfect Days from Japan.
Wait, what the fuck? Is Godzilla nowhere on this?
No Godzilla.
It got nominated, I think, for best special effects.
The only thing is visual effects. That is bullshit. That is a good movie.
I've heard that was really good.
I need to see that one.
It is good.
I meant to see it in theaters.
I think the Academy is too up their own ass, though. I don't think they want to give it to Godzilla.
Yeah, I hate this one.
They're like, Godzilla's are real. You can't make a movie about him.
Yeah, but in that movie, they literally, like, with everyone having a hard-on for WW2 this year, like, that was the one that actually took a dramatic turn on a kamikaze pilot. Like, if you took Godzilla out of the movie, it's still an amazing drama. Like, it's... That's, well, like...
I do want to back up a bit.
What would they
so
be
you're saying that if you took Godzilla out of the Godzilla movie, it would still be a good movie?
Yes.
It would be confusing.
Godzilla Minus One is a solid movie, even if they never had Godzilla in it.
But what you're saying is Godzilla Minus Godzilla is a good movie.
In this case, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, but it would be confusing, like, though, is what I'm saying. Like,
is it just like
Godzilla? This kamikaze pilot keeps hitting the air.
If this movie was just called Minus One, and it was about the kamikaze pilot who got cold feet and didn't want to kill himself and just turned around, so he was Minus One pilot to, you know, the whole Pearl Harbor situation, I'm just saying, like, it's still a solid movie.
No, I get what you're saying, I agree, but it is very funny to me, imagine, like, watching a movie and being like, what the hell, these buildings keep blowing up.
Yeah, it's like Garfield Minus Garfield.
What is happening to these buildings? It looks like something big's walking into them, but I can't see nothing.
I mean, wasn't Godzilla initially a symbolism for the A-bomb that America dropped? And that's basically what happens in this movie, even without Godzilla. Like, it's just the same thing. That's all I'm saying is, Godzilla got... If this movie's an ice cream, Godzilla is Jimmy's.
I can't believe Andy didn't say that sentence. I cannot believe Andy didn't say that sentence.
Yeah. Especially the Jimmy's, like, ugh. Yeah. It's Andy to a T.
I'm just chilling. I'm just chilling right now.
So
what are the nominees again?
El Capitano. I think is like a rum or something.
Perfect Days from Japan. Nope. Society of the Snow. The Teacher's Lounge from Germany. And The Zone of Interest from the United Kingdom. Okay, so
how about the Teacher's Lounge?
Gee, I wonder why you'd say that one.
Well, I just think they're fun places to hang out. The bathroom.
The Teacher's Lounge is from Germany. It would also be funny if the Teacher's Lounge was set in the same location as the Zone of Interest.
Yeah, I was about to say, do you think, like, they looked at the Zone of Interest and were like, we should have done that. We should have done that.
Wait, Zone of Interest should have been ours. Zone of Interest is a UK movie? Yep. I thought...
Yeah.
It's literally produced by the Film Society of Poland. That's what they put at the beginning. It's like A24, Film Society of Poland.
The Film Society of Poland?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did they light that thing?
I mean, no.
Felt like
such
a jackass. Literally, when I saw that in the theater, and when I saw Film Society of Poland at the beginning, I literally, like, snickered aloud.
Yeah. What the hell? Like, it's 3 hours of a black screen.
I'm just saying, it's peculiar.
You guys go on without me.
International feature film. I don't know. The only one of these I saw was Zone of Interest, so I...
Well, that's a good
one. Hey, Dorian, that's not actually what we're using to... Hey, let's take you behind the screen for a bit. That's not actually the criteria we're using to judge. We're just making up stuff.
No, I understand that. I'm like... Well, who has the hottest people in the movie?
Not Germany.
Well, okay, I think the way we should judge this
not
is...
Not the UK.
What country do we like the most in
general? Oh, that's a good question.
Japan's pretty awesome.
You know what sucks?
What?
What?
Not one of these countries is not fascist.
Yo! Well, was the UK fascist?
It is now.
Yeah, it's now.
Oh, geez.
Different.
Yeah, if you check what's going on right now, a little bit.
Yeah, they're just real nice about it. Yeah, frightfully sorry.
They're just like real. They're not even nice about it. They're just like real bad teeth about it.
Okay, so like Society of the Snow does not have the hottest people in it, just like based on the title alone.
Well, but they're in Spain though, so they are probably pretty hot, just like temperature wise.
They're out in the wilderness, like in the they're probably freezing.
Yeah, in the Spanish wilderness where all the bears take naps every 3 hours. I'm scared.
No, they crashed a plane and they're out in Norway or something.
That society of snow? Yeah, what do Spanish people need to do in the snow? This movie's dumb.
Yeah.
go somewhere cool.
Go somewhere warm,
piece of dumbass. Go somewhere spicy.
Do you think if a bunch of Spanish people got trapped in the snow and then one of them died of hypothermia, everyone would be like, no, he's just taking a siesta.
I like how you're using Mexican stereotypes about Spaniards.
No, Spaniards are Spaniards are more nappy than Mexicans.
That is true. They do. That is
Spaniards
a thing
invented napping.
Yeah, they're the Mexicans of Europe.
Where do you think Mexican people got it from? You go back to the Incas and stuff, the Aztecs, they weren't fucking napping. They were killing people and playing murder kabaddi for 24 hours a day. And then the Spanish came over and they're like, have you guys heard about napping? And everyone was like, and everyone in Mexico was like, that sounds way better than killing people with a ball. Yeah.
I do love how it's the Aztec sports were soccer, but someone dies at the end.
Lacrosse, but someone dies at the end. Football, but someone dies at the end. And not that guy from the Bills who got a heart attack.
Someone dies at the end and right after the game, not 30 years later.
Yeah. So
that should happen every Super Bowl.
So they should have to kill one person on the losing team. Can we just give it to Perfect Days?
Yeah, sure.
Sure. Whatever.
Yeah, I don't care.
Give it to Japan.
I don't care about this. Foreign bullshit.
Let's give it to Japan
because of Akira Toriyama.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
All right. All right. We got to do an important one now.
Japan needs a
writing original screenplay that goes to Anatomy of a Fall, The Holdovers, Maestro, May December, and Past Lives.
Well, I mean, is it fair to nominate The Holdovers for this
original screenplay?
Yeah. No.
That was copied off of that British guy's movie about a gay Spaniard.
Okay, I'm
this. Gay Spaniard might be my new screen name.
That's so nice. Did you guys see that news, though?
The gayest Spaniard.
The guy who wrote the...
The gayest Spaniard has been discovered.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, the guy who wrote Paddington 2 came out a couple days ago and was like, actually, The Holdovers copied my script, because if you see in this scene, Paul Giamatti holds a cup, and in my script, a guy also holds a cup.
It's so funny, too. The Holdovers has, the most familiar story of all time. It's like...
Yeah, exactly. It's like...
You were the first...
No, it didn't copy off you. It copied off 15 movies.
Yeah, it's like, you were the first one to come up with the idea that maybe a grumpy old teacher and a rambunctious kid could learn a thing or two about each other.
In his, it wasn't even a teacher. It was a mean doctor. And then it was oh my God.
I just looked up pictures for Holdovers and I immediately saw one of those wide shots where they're just staring into the camera and I immediately hate this movie.
It's a good movie. It is cute.
Is it? Okay. Well,
my parents loved it. My parents
It's a very parents' core movie, but I also...
My parents asked me times a person if I saw The Holdovers. Yeah. I got asked 4 times total if I saw it.
I think I saw my dad watching it just yesterday, I think.
I just love Paul Giamatti in anything.
I mean, one of the greats. One of the all-time greats.
It just immediately it has that annoying Wes Anderson-y thing about it that just kind of makes me ugh.
No, I will say May, December... That's a good length of time to write a screenplay. So that makes me confident in its...
Yeah, I mean, it's not held over. It's this year. It's
fine. Exactly. The Holdovers, they kept passing on that screenplay until finally, our man picked it up. But, May, December, solid, 8-month writing period, that works. That's money there,
I don't know why Maestro is nominated.
It's not original. It's everything that guy already did.
Yeah. And it's he mostly wrote songs, not screenplays.
Sucks. They're so stupid.
Ooh.
Oh, speaking of songs, Past Lives, written by Celine Song. Get out of here. Her name is Song.
Anatomy of a Fall, that seems interesting.
Oh, that's the one about there's a blind Dutch lady who kills her husband or something?
Her husband, and the blind son is the only witness.
Yeah. Well, probably witness in, you know, quotations, but
yeah, yeah, it's like, well, yeah. I heard.
I'm the hearstress.
He felt the murder. That's
they call blind witnesses peeping. Oh no, wait.
No, they call them non-peeping toms.
Call them creeping toms. There we go. That's
no. You tried to salvage it, and I'm hearing sorry.
Toms.
Just, no, that,
hearing
toms. No,
hearing toms works. Hearing toms is better.
Creeping toms, like, whatever. I'm not gonna.
What about not being able to see makes you creep? In fact, it makes you clumsier, I would imagine.
Wouldn't you be more of an eavesdropping tom?
You'd be a listening tom, yeah. If I was blind, I think I would love to freak people out by, like using my other senses to, like, get around. But I would always just, like, stick my tongue out like a snake, like, and, like, pretend I was smelling the air with my tongue. And people would have to be like, well, I guess that's how you see things now.
Oh, how sorry. Would you feel if like, you realized that...
It's good to meet you. Sorry, do you mind if I just get up a little bit next to your face and just...
Okay. Lick their whole face?
How would you feel? You're in your room, you're, like, changing or something, or getting undressed, and then you look out the window, and there's a blind guy.
Ew.
There's a blind guy with a giant, like...
Megaphone.
Like a mega, like, bullhorn held up to his ear.
Yeah.
Like, listening in on you changing. How would you feel about that?
No, I'm pretty violated.
Imagine trying to explain to a cop, like, yeah, this guy was listening to me change clothes.
Mom, there's a blind guy outside. He's trying to smell me change clothes. Mom, Helen Keller's outside. She's trying to smell me as I change clothes.
No, dear. Helen Keller's a myth. Now go back to bed.
No, Helen Keller is not outside the door hearing you.
Mommy, I think Helen Keller's under my bed. No, honey, you're thinking of Anne Frank. It's easy to get them confused. Let's end on a big one. Did we decide who we're giving this to? May, December.
Yeah, May, December. That's a reasonable good time.
Let's do best actor. Or actually, let's do best picture. Let's do the big one.
Exactly. Best picture.
Actually, no. Let's do best actor, because I think we gave best picture to the dinosaur fighting Dracula.
Yeah. Best actor. Bradley Cooper in Maestro. Nope. Colman Domingo in Rustin. Paul Giamatti in The Holdovers. Cillian Murphy in Oppenheimer. And Jeffrey Wright in American Fiction.
Jeffrey Wright. We're like Giamatti. Jeffrey wrong. Not that
Giamatti
guy.
Giamatti won an Oscar before?
That's a great question. I mean, what would he have won it for?
Sideways?
Cinderella Man?
He should have won it for Cinderella Man.
Although that would have been supporting.
Oh, he should have 100% won it for Cinderella. He got nominated for Cinderella Man.
He should have won it for Big Mama's House. Best Supporting Actor, dude.
He should have won it for Duets with Andre Braugher.
He's been nominated for 2 Academy Awards, but he's never won one.
Well, he might win one or not. Let's see. Let's give it to him. No, we have to be fair.
What is Rustin?
It's a movie about a black guy or something, right?
Oh, it's about the gay guy who MLK was friends with.
Oh. They're just like, nah, we did too many Martin Luther King movies. We got to do one about his gay friends. We got to give it like a decade before we start doing the MLK movies again. You got a gay guy you hung out with?
I'd give it to Rustin just to watch Bradley Cooper, like, be really annoyed, but also can't express it because he doesn't want to seem racist.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, no, I did the better game and...
No, my gay movie was better than the black gay movie. I mean...
Hey, no, I mean, not like that. No.
Oh, so I see. We like black gay guys better than Jewish gay guys now.
Yeah, I remember Bradley Cooper doing the Saul Goodman, like, anti-Semitism alive and well.
Ty, you bring up that, like, oh, maybe we're, like, saying, like, we're out of MLK movies. Gave me an idea of, like, you know how, like, Ben Shapiro has, like, the film company they're doing? What if their, like, idea is, like, we're going to make a biopic about MLK's wife and how hard MLK cheated on her? That feels like a movie waiting to happen, you know?
That'd be a cool movie. I'd watch that. It reminds me a lot of the Brokeback Mountain sequel I think they should make, which is about how bad of a husband Heath Ledger was, and just a movie about his wife as he goes off to do his gay fishing trips.
Yeah,
it'd be great they made like an Oscar pick movie about Martin Luther King and Brokeback Mountain, just not based on anything real.
Just like it's literally just the movie Brokeback Mountain, but with Martin Luther King in it. It's
not based on anything factual whatsoever.
It's just like a fan fiction someone wrote about Martin Luther King.
It's the most offensive movie ever made.
No, the entire movie is Brokeback Mountain, and then the last 10 minutes is Martin Luther King waking up from a dream going, I had that dream again. It's just the last 10 minutes is just Martin Luther King doing Newhart.
God. And then Frasier's there next to him in bed, and he's like, did you have a bad dream, Martin?
and then he just gives the speech.
Yeah, it's just his husband Frasier in the bed next to him. walking into a Hollywood pitch meeting, being like, all right, so here's my idea for a movie.
He wakes up next to Rustin.
It's the movie Brokeback Mountain. And then at the last 10 minutes, Martin Luther King wakes up and realizes
we've been dreaming it.
And then he rolls over next to his husband Frasier and starts giving him the eye of the dream speech. And the executives are like, "You're hired. We have to make this movie."
Oh, Frasier, I had that dream again. I knew you had that dream again, Martin.
It's the easiest movie to make ever, because most of it was already made, and it's the movie Brokeback Mountain.
For one, like, scene, it hard cuts to MLK watching himself giving the speech on the TV in Fortnite. like, that's part of the nightmare, it cuts to that.
Oh my god. Slow down, Martin. I have to write this down for you.
Now, Martin, if I know anything from my job as a psychologist on the radio, this dream might reflect parts of your deeper subconscious.
I had a dream that I spit into my hand and rubbed it on a cowboy's asshole. I'm sorry. I need to stop making fun of Martin Luther King.
And so in that dream, Anne Hathaway had her tits out, and they were fantastic.
Honestly, if anyone can bring the races together, it's for sure Anne Hathaway's boobs.
Yeah, they're great.
They were solid.
She takes them out in Havoc, also.
Yeah, 10 out of 10.
Yeah,
10 out of 10 boobs.
And then Martin Luther King says that, and Frasier's like, "But Martin, honey, why would you be interested in those?" Yeah, so this is our movie that we're pitching. This is no longer an Oscars fan cast. This is now a movie pitch session. It's the movie It's the movie Brokeback Mountain is dreamed by a gay Martin Luther King Jr. next to his husband Frasier. And it's in Fortnite. And you know who it was directed by?
Who?
Harmony Korine.
Oh shit!
It's the best. They're calling it the best movie ever made.
So, do you want to just give the actor the leading role to Paul Giamatti because we like Paul Giamatti?
No. You know what?
I forgot all about that.
I'm gonna give it to Frasier.
Okay, sure.
I think the best actor in a leading role should be Bob Newhart's Martin Luther King.
Yeah, it's Martin Luther King as played by Bob Newhart.
Just hang
out. Well, I guess that's this year's Oscars.
I had that dream, and little white boys and white and little black boys and sorry, I'm doing a Newhart. I'm terrible.
No, it was two white boys. Yeah, but those were our Oscar predictions. You can take those to the bank if you find somewhere where you can put money down up for. If you can put money down on the Oscars, these predictions will not steer you wrong.
Especially Dorian, if you can find someone still taking bets on the Oscars.
If you can find, it's hard, it'll be tricky, but if you can find someone taking bets on the Oscars, these will work for you. Dorian, do you have anything you would like to plug before we roll out?
Sure. Yeah. No, I made a movie. It's not in the Oscars this year. Hopefully next year. But yeah.
Fingers crossed.
It's called Porch Pirate. It is a 75-minute feature film that I wrote and directed. It premieres on the 16th at I'm trying to look up the information right now. 16th. That's a Keith from Up the Block show.
Oh my god.
I'm sorry. Can I do this one more time so I can pull up all the information to? Okay.
No. Well, goodbye, everybody. No, you can actually pull up the information.
Yeah. No. The 28th. Hold on. Yeah, no, Porch Pirate technically premieres on the 16th at Studio Movie Grill. That's at 6 p.m. in Upper Darby. Plays the 28th at the Velvet Whip. That's at 10 p.m. in Philly. And
is this April or is this this month?
This is this month in March. In April, okay. So far, we premiere... In April, we show at Zembo Temple on the 13th at 8 p.m.
Hell yeah.
And if you go to... babygoblinproductions.com/porch-pirate. You can find all the show listings as well as see a really cool trailer.
Hell yeah. Go check those out. If you're in Philly, go see those, even though, you know, I've advertised a lot of shows on those. You never want to see those. But no, but you know, if you like Dorian better than me, I guess go see his thing. All right. Have a good Oscars, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
R.I.P. Toriyama.